Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Well, friends, good morning to you. The man behind the GoldenEye EIB microphone is silent, at least in this life. Today's show is going to be about Rush Limbaugh. And I'm just going to open up the phones to all of you who want to express your thoughts and your feelings. It's okay to, although I think Rush would probably not want to acknowledge the feeling side of this thing, because that's always what he said, right? Symbolism over substance is what liberals do. It's what Democrats do. And it's personified by everything happening in Oregon and, frankly, across the country right now. But how do you feel about Rush being gone? I will share with you my thoughts, my personal experience with him, but I want to hear from you. We're going to do that in the first hour and a half of this show today. And in the last half hour, I won't take any more phone calls, and I'll repeat this through the show so you can call early. In the last half hour of the show, I'll be interviewing my friend Greg Clapper, who is was a radio station owner and brought Rush Limbaugh to Oregon, the first station to carry Rush Limbaugh in the late 80s. I'm going to talk with him as a longtime political observer, as a radio broadcaster himself, talk show host. We're talking about Rush's impact in not just in radio. I would say it's far larger than that. There's a lot of things being written about, you know, the great thing about doing an early morning political talk show is you kind of get the first shot of the day at the political stories that are just kind of lighting up. The worst thing about it is that when the stories break after you're off the air, then everybody else has said everything there is to be said about it, except what you feel, what you think. I think he ought to be lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda. Is that a bit of a shocking statement to make? No, not at all. In fact, a lawmaker in Florida has asked Governor Ron DeSantis to, well, lower the flags at half staff. I think that's very appropriate. And it is because of the incredible impact Rush Limbaugh had in our lives. I want to know what that impact is for you. And I mean that sincerely. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Again, in the last half hour of the show at 7:30, we won't take any more phone calls. So you'll need to call prior to that. And I'll just put you on the air. Got an email from Jim. By the way, you want to send me an email, it is jeff@kslm.news or jeff@1220.am. Jim wrote this, says, while I was on my way to Kaiser, I had Hannity on, and I listened as Mark Levin eulogized Rush Limbaugh. That's sad news. The father of talk radio has left the planet. Rest in peace, Rush. But maybe even sadder yet is hearing that the people rejoiced over that news. There's just way too much hate out there, and for no good reason. Do these idiots not even hear themselves? Man. On the Icemageddon story, I feel for those who are still without power. However, after what I've been dealing with, I have no compassion for those who have yet to heed the warnings to prepare for any disaster or event that will disrupt normal daily living. Stuff you may need is sold out everywhere, so don't take your frustration out on the sales associate. trying hard to enhance my calm. Thanks, Jim. Wilbur writes about Rush. Wilbur, of course, is one of our liberal listeners, even though he says he voted for Trump. Anyway, Rush Limbaugh never admitted any wrong. He always claimed to be perfect. That's the problem I've always had with him. Wilbur, sincerely, I don't agree. I mean, he did admit that he was wrong several times. I remember specifically when he had to admit that he had a drug addiction problem to OxyContin. And he did apologize to that. He also apologized for his statement that really did actually damage talk radio. And that was when he called that particular gal a slut. And it did. It was a very real problem. And it was a mistake. And he acknowledged it eventually. So Wilbur, I respectfully disagree. Most of the time he didn't. He was more than just a one of a kind. And Art, I'll get to you in just a moment. Again, 503-589-1220 is a Power Buick GMC talk line. You want to share with all of us your thoughts about Rush, your impressions, your belief in his impact in people's lives, in your life. His sense of humor. You know, when I first listened to Rush was 1989. I mean, he'd been on the air about a year, nationally syndicated. And I think he tells the story they started with something like 50 stations or 75 stations, something like that. Nobody had ever done what he had done, you know. Daytime talk radio. And AM, you know, as Sean Hannity pointed out, AM radio was really dying badly. And Rush single-handedly saved it. And he did it because of his fierce commitment to the idea of liberty, folks, which he never, ever stepped back from. He passionately defended the concept of liberty, of what America is, what it ought to be. He never regressed from that. And he did it with humor. In fact, I have some great things to share with you from some of the people that knew him. There's a great piece by Mark Stein about him being the indispensable man. And it is true. You see, the talent returned to God. Remember, that was Rush's tagline, talent on loan from God. Talent returned to God. I met him one time, and I put this on my Facebook page yesterday, and I'll probably link to it for those of you who just want to read it, maybe. At any rate, I met him on top of a mountain outside of Aspen, Colorado. Was there for a big event. At the time, I was working with Americans for Prosperity and didn't know it, but we had a meeting there. You know, AFP's was primarily funded by the Koch brothers, at least at the national level. At the local level, guys like me who ran the Oregon chapter of AFP had to raise my own money in Oregon. But Koch brothers put this event on, and this is the event where they have lots of wealthy conservative people come in, and they decide to fund various projects. And I was there to pitch a particular project that AFP was working on. And there was a dinner at the top of one of the ski resorts, and this was in the summertime. And we had heard earlier in the day that Rush Limbaugh was going to be our guest speaker. So I had gotten up. We were all seated, and we were all talking at our various tables. And there was, you know, there was like 1,000 people there. I mean, it was a big group. Anyway, I got up to go to the restroom, and as I walked into the restroom, I noticed someone standing outside, and it was Rush Limbaugh with just a couple of security guards stopping to him. So I went up to him and introduced myself as former state representative Jeff Krupp and radio talk show host, and thanked him for being kind of my, along with Lars, my mentor in the talk radio business. And he was such a humble and a gracious man. We had a nice conversation, and his sense of humor and his big beaming smile, all of that just exploded out of him because I gave him an Al Gore $8 bill. Okay. For those of you who don't know what that is, we at AFP were making fun of Al Gore's ideas about global warming. And Al Gore had said that gasoline prices needed to be at $8 a gallon so that people would quit driving and we would save the planet. And on the back, so it had Al Gore's face on it. Okay, it was a replica of an $8 bill. And in Gore, we trust on it. And then on the back of it, it had an empty gas station. I gave that to Rush, and he got the biggest kick out of it because he had this wonderful sense of humor. Remember when he did collar abortions? I mean, he was controversial, yes. But he wasn't afraid to be controversial. But he was a showman, talent on loan from God. Gosh, I miss him already. Since 1989, I have reserved the 9 to 12 time slot of my life as much as I possibly could to listening to Rush Limbaugh. Yesterday, of course, his wife came on, and the moment she began speaking, I knew why she was there, and we all did. And, you know, the show was The Limbaugh Legacy, and they played all of those great excerpts from him, and they will always be there for us. But there's a void. There's absolutely a void today. And I feel it deeply. Not just for the talk radio business, because I wouldn't be in this business. Lars would have never taught me talk radio had it not been for Rush Limbaugh. Now, more on my thoughts of that. I want to get started with Art here. Art, good morning. You're only going to have less than a minute, and I'll carry you over through the break.
You will. Now, Jeff, that's talent on loan from God.
Yeah, God. That's right.
And don't ever forget that, because he always enunciated the D, because he believed so deeply in God. Now, I didn't go to church, but you know the reason why that is. I mean, he would have been the quote-unquote focus instead of what the preacher was saying. I mean, he was, of course, that big of a celebrity. And it just would have been really hard for him to do that.
You're right. Hang on, Art. I'll take you on the other side of the break. 503-589-1220. What are your memories and impressions of Rush Limbaugh? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. In a moment, we'll go back to Art. I'm asking you to call today to share with me your thoughts about Rush, his impact on your life personally, but his impact on what you think it is in terms of his real legacy in American politics. I think, maybe this is my cheap Rush impression, but I think he ought to lie in state at the Capitol. I truly do. It's not going to happen, but I think he should. Michael writes me an email about Rush. He said, I liked the Rush Limbaugh show as he was always ironically funny. And I listened just to catch the funny parts. And I learned politics as a result. Politics meaning many bloodsuckers. Thanks, Michael. I also want to thank Freedom Heating and Air. You know, all of our advertisers have had a tough time because they're all small businesses, folks, most of them. And this has been a tough time through this COVID shutdown, and some of our advertisers you don't hear anymore because they've gone out of business. And I deeply appreciate each and every one of you for making it a point to literally make contact with our advertisers and thank them for advertising on a political talk station that is unafraid to tell the truth about politics, to get the word out. It's the magic of talk radio. There's no medium like it. And every one of these businesses like Freedom Heating and Air should have our thanks for being willing to put their money and their business out there to be attacked by the leftist. And that's what's happening, folks. Like our law enforcement, our police, and our fire, and our military, they need to hear thank you. They do. And there's no better way for you to do that than to literally do business with them if the opportunity presents itself or the need. So check out freedomheatingandair.net. Believe me, they can help you just have a better life, truly. freedomheatingandair.net. Let's go back to Art. Art, your thoughts again on Rush.
1989, Jeff. That's the first time that I listened to Rush.
Me too.
I had a vending route up in Portland then, not down here in Salem. And so Nikki and I traveled from here to there to service our vending machines and listened to him, started listening to him. And he was directly responsible for convincing me to become a Republican. I was a Reagan Democrat back then. The very first time I talked to him, a couple times, was in the rest area between here and Portland. I got on the line, and so I made Nikki pull into the rest area so I didn't lose the connection, and talked to Rush about, you know, things, but, you know, mainly being a Reagan Democrat and how I was changing my affiliation and going to fight for our constitutional rights and stuff. And I've been doing that kind of stuff, ever since.
How did he respond to you, Art? How did he respond to you? I'm just curious.
Oh, positively. He was glad that he had influenced me, number one, to become a Republican, of course, but, and he was talking about, Reagan and how he was being treated. And of course we all loved Reagan, but you know how the Democrats treated him, like they treat every Republican without respect.
Yeah, you're right. And just quickly, Art, what do you think his lasting impact will be?
Well, Levin said last night, and I got to talk on his show too, that we'll be thinking about him, 500 years from now, we'll still be thinking about Russia. They'll still be on our mind. But one of the things, Jeff, that I want to try to do, and I thought about this last night, is I want to encourage Catherine to establish the Rush Limbaugh Library in Florida. I think he deserves it just as much as every president has one. And I think it would be a wonderful attribute. I know he's in the Radio Hall of Fame, and of course he has to be because, like you said, he saved talk radio, but we need a lasting memorial And what better place than Florida?
I like it. It's a great idea, Art. Best idea maybe you've ever come up with. Thank you. I appreciate your story, friend. I'm going to let you go because I want to move on to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. Your thoughts on Rush?
Good morning. About, I think it was in September, October, I called and got through. I called because somebody was talking about how horrible we are. There's 435 children in the prisons down there in wherever. And I called and I told, what's his caller's name?
Bo Snerdley.
Bo, yeah, Bo Snerdley. I said, I believe if I was one of those mothers, I'd be on the door knocking, saying, I hear you've got one of my kids. And he goes, oh, I love you. You're going right on. And so I got to talk to Rush, and he sort of schooled me about my feelings. He said, what you're doing is you're projecting your morals on others. Like something you wouldn't do to your children, they're doing. And so you're expecting them to behave like you. Anyway, that was the only one time that I got to talk to him. Not for lack of trying, but I feel very privileged that I got to speak with him.
Yes, indeed. And that's how I feel. In terms of having had the opportunity to shake his hand and have a 3 or 4 minute conversation with him, it was for me being in the talk radio business, Kathy, it was profound for me. And I think that that's his impact, impacted each of us. Thanks, Kathy. I appreciate your call. Rich, hang on. I'll get you on the other side of the break at 6:30. We're remembering Rush Limbaugh. What are your impressions, your thoughts? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you back. We're talking about Rush today and his impact. I want to know your thoughts on all of that. How he impacted you personally and how he's impacting, you think, the country. More importantly, the concept and the idea of liberty. It's a lasting thing. Our phone lines are full right now, and I'm going to start with getting through all the callers. So I just want you to all hang on. Friends, you know, one of the greatest things that he has done for liberty is the Rush Revere series. And I know personally because I have read out of one of his books to my two grandsons who are 7 and 9 years of age. That is part of the Limbaugh legacy, as is how he impacted us, each of us individually. And the humor of his, I mean, Mark Steyn's piece that he wrote about that is just hilarious. Club Gitmo, merchandise, talent on loan from Allah, making fun of the Taliban, Brokeback Mountain, and the Paul Shanklin stuff, for the impersonations, just hilarious stuff. And that was part of his good cheer. It was part of his optimism. Frankly, the fact that when I first heard him, and I think it was in 1989, I thought to myself, here's a guy who's saying something that I have thought. And you know what? He did. It's part of how he was so, well, he was the man for the time. Let's go back to the phones, 503-589-1220. We'll start with Rich. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts on Rush today?
Morning. First time I heard him, I lived in Sacramento, right near a place called Rio Linda. And I was coming down off a mountaintop when I, you know how you channel surf on your radio.
Yeah.
And I ran into him. I said, you know, there for many years you feel like you're alone, but once you heard him, you say, you know, I'm not the only one that thinks that stuff is wrong. And it just really helped to have him around to tell us or help us understand what's going on. My wife first ran into him here in Salem on the TV and had a similar impact. And I tried getting into his phone line every once in a while, but never got through. But just having him around and helping us understand what's going on, it was fantastic. It would be terribly missed. And the idea that you get the feeling that you're not the only one that thinks that way.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was, Rush is an original thinker. There are very few people like that, I think, Rich. You know I'm not generally that way. Every now and then I will have an original thought, but Rush is one of those people. I'm going to miss that about him and his political insight.
He was fantastic on that because you'd see all this stuff going on around you and you go, what the heck is going on? And you listen to him and it's like the light came on, you know?
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. And I mean, if you couple his political insight, I think it was Mark Levin yesterday who said something would happen politically and we all would want to know, well, what does Rush think about that? Because I did anyway. I don't know about you, but I admired
his
ability to cut through the noise.
Oh yeah, I did. That's what it like me or helped. Like I was the people I knew weren't alone in thoughts that something's not right here and couldn't figure it out. And we'd listen to him and he'd cut through like that, all the noise. Oh, okay, that a lot more.
Thanks, Rich. I deeply appreciate your calling and sharing with us your thoughts about Rush Limbaugh. One line open, 503-589-1220. Let's go to our next caller. Caller, who are you and what do you think today about Rush?
This is Janet.
Hi, who is it? Hi, Janet.
yes, I'd like to talk about my dear friend, Rush Limbaugh. He was a true, to me, was a true American who knew what hard work was. Even saying often, he'd been fired 8 times, and yet the next day he moved forward again. My husband was listening to him probably 25, 28 years ago, and at first I thought Rush was egotistical, and we had our own business, so Bill would have the radio on, and I began to listen to Rush between the words and began to understand why my husband wanted to listen to him and me also. We'll never have another Rush. This country will certainly lose a good conservative. And for me personally, if the crazy Democrats did or said something that would upset me, my immediate thoughts was I must turn Rush on Monday morning at 9 to calm me down. And also this last fall, I listened to him every day, got his Limbaugh letters, which were they were beyond words. They really were, especially his last one. There's a photo of him, an artwork of him on the front that says, God is with me. But I'd never heard a talk show person say, I wake up in the morning and I thank God that I am alive. And that was my Rush. And I, as millions of other people, will miss him. And this country will never see another Rush. And, I'm very sad. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Janet. I deeply appreciate you sharing that because what you have just said, folks, is the essence of why Donald Trump had the impact he had. And it's just this. Janet just said what we all feel. Rush was ours. It was like he was. We had this bond with him. That's just the truth of it. Just like Trump has a bond with 75 million people that voted for him. It's most unusual. There'll never be another Rush. There'll never be another Donald Trump, folks. But it's the reasons that we're bonded to Rush, and it's the reasons that many of us are bonded to Donald Trump. Because we made a personal connection with someone for many different reasons. And it's a powerful thing, and it is the magic of talk radio, but it's more importantly, folks, this is why I do this show. Is not to be as entertaining as Rush and as witty and or as insightful, because I'm not. But my role is to try to talk about the political issues of the day in a way that helps you change your world, because ultimately that's what Rush, that's his impact. Everything that he said and did over the years, this fierce commitment to rugged individualism, he used to say, has helped each of us understand that we can impact other people, and we're going to. That's his legacy to me. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, good morning. What do you say today?
Good morning, Jeff. First off, a report from on the ground in South and Southwest Salem. Power is all the way on. And want to give kudos to the great linemen and power techs that took what looked like to be a hurricane-type disaster and got us all back online, and they did a great job. So,
awesome. That's good to hear.
Yep. Okay. So, Rush, want to begin with by saying kind of my vision for you is I kind of look at you as Luke Skywalker and now Rush as Obi-Wan Kenobi when he, you know, when he went on. And so,
that's a great analogy. Really, I'll take that.
Yeah. And so the thing is that, you know, looking back and remembering the very first time I ever heard Rush, and, you know, my dad owned a trucking company, and I like to say I was raised by truck drivers, which is the next best thing to being raised by wolves. So I was kind of used to that brash, unabashed, forward pushing of one's beliefs. And from the time I started listening to him, it was so infectious. And as I was bringing my wife to work this morning, we were talking about this, that in a way, like you were talking about how there may not have been a you or a Lars or some of the greats out there, Sean Hannity, all of that, there may not have been a Donald Trump. Because if you think about it, for so many years, the slings and arrows that he took and his directness and no fear of the conservative, of putting out the conservative voice like that, in a lot of ways, it was the genesis of what we saw in Donald Trump. And that was the analysis.
I agree. I mean, you have just again, added something that I think is profound to Rush's legacy, is so much of where we are in the American conservatism is today in terms of politics. We owe to Rush Limbaugh being able to articulate it in a way that nobody else had done. I mean, you know, probably the closest person, Jerry, to me that got to that point was Reagan, with Reagan's commitment to liberty.
Yes.
But his humor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what Reagan embodied was hope. And Rush gave us hope in many different ways. Jerry, thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Glenn, Rebecca, Tim, other callers, hang on. Lines are full. We'll be back. Remembering Rush, 648. Come on.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. We're going to go right back to the phones here in just a moment. I want to thank another one of our great advertisers who puts his business out there at risk because of the cancel culture leftist mob. That's Eric Gazer at Righteous Renovations. He advertises on this radio station and this show because, number one, we get results. But number two, we align with his personal views of liberty and life and faith. Let's be honest about that. So Righteous Renovations is his company. If you're looking for a contractor that you can trust to actually do what you want to have done, including some difficult things maybe in your personal space, like your home, your kitchen, your bathroom, you should talk to Righteous Renovations. Check them out on the web, righteousrenovations.com. Please, friends, support our advertisers because they're coming under attack as much as Rush came under attack. Rush celebrated liberty, economic liberty, liberty of thought, the whole concept of America being this, like Reagan said, the shining city on the hill, by the way, which comes out of the Bible. That's what Rush represented. And he represented just so many people believing in the American dream. And so many people started their businesses, at least in part, because Rush Limbaugh gave them hope. And he had this enormous political impact. Yeah. Donald Trump may not have ever run for office had it not been for the groundwork that Rush Limbaugh laid. In fact, Donald Trump may not have ever been elected president. And that legacy is still unknown, although I think it is bigger than we realize. Let's go to Glenn. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC Talk Line. Remembering Rush Limbaugh. Glenn, your thoughts. Good morning.
Yeah, Jeff, I remember him in the early years. And, you know, before him, America was not quite as left-leaning. So there wasn't a whole lot of people out speaking about it except for Reagan and Paul Harvey. But then when the nation started to turn and kind of hate its freedoms and hate its freedom of conscience of mind, and it brought in a new leftist regime, then Paul Harvey jumped in on it in the late 80s, because before him, really, wasn't it Reagan and Paul Harvey, where he might have gotten some ideas? But Rush was a totally different ticket. And remember, the first person to go left, and really left, was Timothy O'Leary. Tune in, turn on, and drop out. And other than him, a lot of this leftist thinking just wasn't that rabid at that time before Paul Harvey. So he was probably the man for the hour to step in where, when Reagan was gone and Paul Harvey were gone, somebody else had to step in because there was not a lot of controversy before then because people loved their freedom. They loved their freedom of expression, of conscience, of their attendance and some, in their social, values and in their Christian beliefs. Or non-beliefs, because they had freedom to do it either way, to follow some item. But we had that conscience of selection, to select which way we wanted to go, and we were never hammered for it, and beat down for it.
You're right, and profoundly important point you're making, Glenn, and I'm going to let you go, because I want to move on to Rebecca here. Rush was the right man for the time. Because everything Glenn just pointed out, the effects of liberalism theology, thought process, from our K-12 education system right on up to college, really manifested itself in the time of Reagan. And that's when Rush first entered the scene, at least in terms of a national radio talk show host. Because Rush provided us with the hope and the ammunition, intellectually, every one of us, to take those very complicated political things and boil them down in a way that we could talk about amongst ourselves. Because those complicated things, America was changing, and Rush was the right man at the right time to help build an enduring legacy of conservatism that could push back. Can you imagine where we would be if not? I shudder to think. Freddie writes me a text message about Rush and the idea of a Rush library, which I think is a brilliant one. I hope they don't do an Elvis tourist type legacy on Rush, something respectful and educational on America's liberty and respect for the Constitution. I think you're right. I think that's what they would do, because I think that's following with the classiness of who Rush was and with what Catherine will want to do. Let's go to Rebecca. Everybody else, please hang on, because I do want to get your comments today. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning. I hope this morning. The previous caller felt that there was not a lockdown on our country, but I disagree. I believe that Reagan and Rush Limbaugh began addressing the lockdown that was on our country. Reagan got rid of the doctrine, and before that, before Rush and Reagan, I remember feeling so fried too, but nobody speaking the truth because of the fifth doctrine. And Christian radio stations were Christian only, if it didn't have any political content. And non-Christian stations had no Christian content. Rush Limbaugh was the first person I ever heard discuss Christian content along with political content. And it was so refreshing to me. I was instantly in love with him. It was so nice to hear somebody who understood the lockdown that the communists had on our country and was willing to accept it and be hated for it. And that, I'm going to skip a lot of years and go into because Just like they have been rewriting history for Washington and Lincoln, Jefferson, and also Martin Luther King Jr., they've rewritten their stories in small supporters of communism. They are going to do the same thing with Rush Limbaugh. So it's more than just a library. It's going to be those of us understood his message to fight this battle and continue the battle for truth.
That's right, and that is an excellent observation, Rebecca. Thank you. I appreciate that. Tim and the rest of you on hold, just hang on, guys, through the top of the hour break, because I do want to get your impressions here. What Rebecca's just talked about sets up the beginning of next hour in not just our phone conversations, but what I think is truly the impact of Rush Limbaugh and the future of liberty in this country. Back in a moment, one more hour to go. It is 6:59. Thanks for listening to Political Coffee.